New polls show that President Trump's base is standing by him despite last week's deadly violence at the Capitol. A new survey from Republican pollster Frank Luntz found that 91% of the people he polled would vote for Trump again. Frank Luntz joins us now. Frank, welcome.
Welcome. And you know, that's not the most striking statistic in the survey. We found that exactly 50% of those who voted for Donald Trump in 2020 wanted him, this is as of Monday, wanted him to continue to contest this election. Not 2024, but 2020. They are not giving up. They are standing behind him. And this is a pretty angry group of people who are very concerned about the days, weeks, and months to follow.
Does that surprise you, considering everything that's just happened?
I was shocked, but after doing a focus group last night, I realized that they don't blame him for what happened in the Capitol. They don't hold him accountable for the things that he has said or things that he has done. That somehow they've managed to suspend reality. And I don't want to criticize all of them, because this isn't all of them, but the polling showed 60% believe that they will never trust an election again. 67% believe that the election was stolen, and 73% have similar a point of view, that if all the votes had been counted accurately, that Donald Trump would have won. Those numbers are going up, not down. There are more and more Trump people who are rejecting the results today than 30 days or 60 days ago.
Okay, Frank, that sounds like a problem. First of all, for the Republican Party, but maybe even more so for the country.
I agree with that, and this is very frightening to me. Now, this is not the first time this has happened. Back in 2000, about 30% of the Democrats did not believe that George W. Bush had defeated Al Gore. But that was half of what we have right now, and you didn't have the same kind of intensity, the same kind of passion. And last night in this focus group, we found that there was no desire from Trump voters to get along with the Democrats, no desire to work together. And when you add that up, the polling data and the focus group data, you've got 46% of the country who voted for Trump feeling like they've been robbed, like they've been mistreated. And it's going to take years to bring these people back into the political process again.
Frank, you do these focus groups. You spend a lot of time speaking with Republicans. You have for years. Can you posit a theory about why they can't hear the message that is undeniably true, that this election was fair?
Well, I got agitated. I will admit that I got agitated with the respondents yesterday, and that's not my job. I need to listen to them. But I heard quite clearly they don't trust the media at all. Many of them have come not to trust Fox News. So the only people they're hearing from is Donald Trump until his Twitter got shut down, and maybe OAN and Newsmax. But they're getting no information whatsoever that challenges their beliefs. And most of their friends are Trump voters. We found that also out in the survey. So that it's this echo chamber, this reinforcement day by day, that makes them more and more intent. And this is very problematic. You're correct. We should be afraid as a country.
Republican pollster and political strategist Frank Luntz, thank you.